Good morning. Good morning. It is a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. It is July 1, 2024. The moon is 25 days old, and the position is that the moon is in a waning crescent phase, 22% illuminated to the sun. What does this mean for us? It means that this is a time to reflect, to prepare, to progress, and to let go. The scripture for today is coming from the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 4. I will be reading from the easy-to-read version. God has been kind to you. He has been very patient, waiting for you to change. But you think nothing of his kindness. Maybe you don't understand that God is kind to you so that you will decide to change your lives. The topic I want to leave with you is forbearance. We're going to talk about forbearance today. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of His holy word. In my Orisha studies today, it's interesting that we're still talking about forbearance. They give a story that goes like this. The kingmakers were considering three women in the town for the position of Oyalode. Ayika was one of them. She had some enemies who were envious of why and who she had moved up so quickly. When Ayika went to consult Ifa, she was advised to keep her cool under pressure, and she complied. Unbeknownst to Ayika, the kingmakers also started to test her as well. When they observed her poise, the kingmakers all agreed that all the power, all the authority, and all the privileges of Ayalodi belongs to Ayika. Ifa asked the questions. These were the questions that he would ask. Can you recall a time when you experienced something like this? It could have been you who practiced forbearance. It may have been a time when somebody else was practicing forbearance with you. Can you describe a time when you felt relieved or infuriated in relationship to forbearance? How did the experience shape your values, shape your perception? This is why I always say, some people go to church club and not to church. They're not listening to the messages, but rather just satisfying the flesh over the spirit, dressed in their fine clothes. We're in my area now today talking about forbearance because I work in mental health as a chaplain. I have a neighbor who is nice nasty all year long. But there's a ritual in their religious stance where they are benevolent, where they bring me, not my husband, they bring me curry chicken in their fine silver. Then after a day or so, it's back to being nice nasty. I'm like, why? Should I even eat this chicken? Is it poisonous? They toot their noses every day, and they call themselves being spiritual. Maybe you know some people like this too. We can't get growth if we don't try. See what God can do for you. Be in a position to win or lose instead of just choosing 100% to lose. Be something to talk about. As I go to God's word and look at forbearance, it can be shown in various ways, all giving us wealth in our health. In yesterday's sermon, we are reminded of the words that's opposite of forbearance. Peacelessness, which can lead to emotional stress, like from the blocked emotions, has not only been linked to mental illness, but also physical problems too, like heart disease, intestinal problems, headaches, insomnia, autoimmune disorders, all that can be in there when you don't do forbearance, because you're not at peace. Well, the scripture says to forbear is to abstain or hold back. Forbearance is akin to patience and self-control. You can't have patience and self-control. You just can't. They go together. The word also says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. Make allowances for each other's faults, and forgive one another who offends you. Just say, like my church used to say, hallelujah, anyhow. God shows forbearance in that he holds back the judgment the world deserves. Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? In Romans 2 verse 4, in this stands, forbearance refers to God's mercy, his kindness, his long-suffering and delayed rightful judgment. Apostle Paul is warning mankind not to take God's delay in dealing with sin as a sign that he is uninterested or that man is innocent. Paul warns the moralists not to be hasty in judging others, since God will judge everyone someday. But the fact that God is so forbearing in judging the world should cause us to forbear to judge others. Today, as we know, social media is filled with bringing people's actions to life, whether it's true or not. Often, I am told to be proactive rather than reactive by not responding to such conversations, because people just want to believe what they want to believe. So walk away and not respond, because that is healthy for you, and it is also proactive. In Romans 2 verse 4, forbearance refers to God's mercy, his kindness, his long-suffering in delaying rightful judgment. The thing about forbearance is that to have it, all of the other fruits of the Spirit must be there too. If love doesn't or has never lived there or at all, it's unlikely that the fruits of the Spirit will not live there. So forbearance is not even a thought. Another way we offer forbearance is to just wait on the Lord. It could be that God requires us to wait on him in order to help us to develop forbearance. And when we've learned to wait on the Lord, we find it easier to forbear with other brothers and sisters. Wait on the Lord is an act of faith and trust that involves having a confident expectation of a positive outcome. It's a time for activity, alertness, and hope-filled joy. And it can involve planting and nourishing faith. It can involve acknowledging God's control, recognizing dependence on God, seeking spiritual strength, being patient and quiet, avoiding needless fear and worry, continuing to learn and obey God's commands, expecting the Lord to save, being confident in who God is or what He can do, not losing heart in your prayers. Forbearance will have us in a mental and spiritual zone. It will allow us to be able to cocoon with Him to keep us from harm. We will be in His sacred space so we can't be hurt by the landmines, by the pain, by people's voices and their tones. Wait on the Lord. Be strong and wait, and may your heart be stout. I say wait on the Lord. Be strong and He will strengthen your heart. All you who wait on the Lord. Your soul waits for the Lord. He is your help and your shield. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on the wings like eagles. In forbearance, we make a deliberate choice to bind up with the Lord. Are you binding up with the Lord today? To fasten yourself to Him as the greatest source of strength and the source of all of our blessings. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let us all have forbearance today, to ourselves and towards others. Don't be like my neighbor who is nice, nasty all year long, and then one ritual, one day they offer food to be benevolent, and then it's back to being nice, nasty all over again. Don't be like that. Be patient with people. Open up your heart, your mind, and your spirit to love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, hope, forgiveness, and self-control. Well, that's my message for today. May it be a blessing to you and reach down into your spirit today and touch your soul and change some things in you today. To God be the glory. Ogunifa Oluwa. All praises to Ifa. All praises to the triune God as we move forward today in forbearance. Amashdi Labrari Selah.